August 15, 1930, how the life of the Sovereign Queen was formed in the Divine Son. I was thinking about my celestial mama and the act when she was assumed into heaven, and was offering my little acts done in the divine fire to give her my homages, my praises for her honor and glory. But while I was doing this, my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, the glory, the greatness, the power of my celestial mama in our fatherland is insuperable. And do you know why? Her life on earth was lived inside our divine Son. She never went out from within the abode of her Creator. She knew nothing else but our will alone, she loved nothing else but our interests, she asked for nothing else but our glory. It can be said that she formed the Son of her life within the Son of her Creator. So, whoever wants to find her in the celestial dwelling, must come into our Son, where the Sovereign Queen, having formed her Son, spreads her maternal rays for the good of all, and blazes with such beauty as to enrapture the whole of heaven, all feeling twice as happy for having a mother so holy, and a queen so glorious and powerful. The Virgin is the first daughter, and the only one, who possesses her Creator. And she is the only one to have lived life in the Son of the Supreme Being. And since she drew her life from this eternal Son, it is no wonder that, having lived of light, she formed her most refulgent Son that gladdens the whole celestial court. This is precisely what it means to live in my divine will, to live of light and to form one's life within our own Son. This was the purpose of creation, to have the creatures created by us, our beloved children, within our own abode. To nourish them with our own foods, to clothe them with royal garments, and to let them enjoy our own goods. What terrestrial father and mother think of putting out of their home the fruit of their womb, their dear children, and of not giving their inheritance to their own children? No one, I believe. On the contrary, how many sacrifices do they not make in order to render their children rich and happy? If a terrestrial father and a mother reach this, much more so does the celestial father. He wanted and loved his children to remain in his home, so as to keep them around himself, to delight with them and keep them as the crown of his creative hands. But man, ungrateful, abandoned our home, refused our goods, and contented himself with going wandering, living in the darkness of his human will. Fiat.